Hi, this is Claire Dionis, National Stroke Association Director of Marketing and Communications. I'm here at the International Stroke Conference 2015, interviewing Dr. Shah and Dr. Labib on some breaking news that just came out today, and I have a question for you guys. How do you think this new treatment will affect the future of the impact of emergency stroke care? Dr. Labib, would you like to answer that first?
Thank you. So I think the first thing that we should say here is that we're focusing primarily, this study focused primarily on hemorrhagic strokes. And what I would like patients to know is that over the following few years, we will be able to look after this disease in a better fashion. It's no longer trying to get them out of the hospital walking and talking only. Our goal really is to try and preserve who they are, preserve their personality, preserve the little things that they care for when they sit at dinner every night. So that's the goal of our procedure.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. And Dr. Shah, would you like to add to that?
Yeah. So I think one of the problems that we face today with regard to intracerebral hemorrhages is that surgery or medical therapy are no different in terms of the outcome. And this procedure that we're sort of taking part in allows us to kind of say that there is a way to intervene and make a useful clinical outcome in patients that will have long-term ramifications. And I think the best part of this is that it's an immediate effect rather than a delayed effect. It's not something that may take a long time. So I think the impact is that 20% of the people that have a stroke of some sort will be hemorrhagic stroke, and over 40% of these people can die. And having this kind of technology will not only save lives, but will make people more functional. That's the difference.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. There you go.